Wednesdays, this wind up Wednesdays. Una loves to do a prank call. That's why we let her have this spot for herself to do this and annoy you and your friends. And how would you like Una to wind your friends up or your workmates or whatever? 087-110-2107. Bring it, Una.
So Danielle got in touch with me this week, and she asked me to prank her work colleague, her work pal, Darren. Now, she did warn me that Darren would get a little bit spicy. So, Darren works for a taxi company, and recently he rented a van in October. So, I rang him pretending I wanted the money. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Darren McCabe?
This is Darren McCabe. What's wrong? Who's this?
Hi, Dad. My name is Mary Murphy. I'm calling there from you, where you hired a van from us, Dad, there at the end of October. Is that right? For the election work. Taxis?
Yes.
Okay, Dad. So I'm calling, really, I suppose. It's over a month ago now that you hired our van. It's €110 that's owed, and it was due to be paid within a week of the van hire.
Yeah, but you can ring taxi. Who am I speaking to?
Mary Murphy is my name. So,
who are you ringing in regards from?
I'm ringing... all your details were given to our company and nothing has been paid, and obviously now there's been fees accrued and it's up to €250 owed. And if this isn't paid by close of business today, there'll be another €50 accrued, and this will continue until we receive payment in full. Is that understood?
Mayor, who you're calling on behalf of what van hire?
Hire. Now,
KDM Gaffey, isn't it?
No. We also have been in contact with a debtor's firm, I'm obliged to tell you. Have you heard of debtor's jail?
That van should have been paid for.
It should have been paid for, Dan, but it hasn't been paid for. And there's also going to be a cleaning fee, because when we got that van back, after you drove it, or one of your cronies, or whoever had it, our technician said that there was a shocking smell of something between Wet Dog and Lynx Africa. So that's going to be another €100 of a fine, because we've
had... You know what you do now?
What do I do?
I tell you what you do. You hang up your phone, okay? And don't be lying my head if it's a smell of dog, or Lynx Africa, or whatever else. But you're told to be 100% wrong.
Did you have a Wet Dog in our van, Darren?
When did I have a Wet Dog in your van?
When you were driving it. We're not stupid.
Well, what was the day?
Was it October 26th, maybe?
Who told you you're stupid?
Did you call me stupid?
I didn't call you stupid. You said you think we're stupid. I didn't call you stupid.
There was also a half-eaten sausage roll left in the glove box. You couldn't make this up. You couldn't make it up, Darren.
Listen to me. Listen. You tell Danielle, I said, enjoy the rest of the day. And it was nice talking to you, Mary Murphy. The love you have here. All right?
Hi, Darren. Darren, it's Una here from my radio.
Una. Danielle told you to do this.
She did, yeah, she did. Oh, that was so funny.
I tell you, Odie. I'm actually tuned in, Una.
Yeah.
You would have got to know. And actually, I'm actually driving a bus. I'll be honest with you, I'm driving a bus. And there's a few elderly people in it. I don't want to give you a run for your money.
Oh, I wish you had.
I don't find right what Danielle is like.
Oh, you're getting right.
And you can tell her that payback will be twice as hard as the fourth same time.
Oh, wow. Now, you listen to me, right? You either pay up...
Mary Murphy.
Or be locked up.
Mary Murphy. Darren McCabe gets the van out every time there's an election and he pays for it the next day.
Oh. I got you good.
You got me all right, but I tell you.
Listen to me. You're an absolute legend, Darren McCabe.
Yeah.
And in future, will you please refrain?
Look after Mary Murphy. When you said Mary Murphy to me, my wife has an auntie called Mary Murphy, and I was wondering what Mary Murphy was going to say to me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You
bye-bye.
Too now, bye.
Yes.
Now, don't be annoying my head. Oh, but I will. I will.
I love how defensive, the most offensive he got was when he said it smelt of Lynx Africa and wet dog. Who are you? Who called you stupid? If you want to wind up somebody in your life, send us a WhatsApp now at 087-110-2107.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.